Welcome back to the Bears Blowout. I'm Ben Chiswick, sending a special shout out to last week's fill-in host, Primetime Matt Wagner. Unfortunately, however, Primetime Matt blew it. For the first 7 weeks of this show, I was right on the money calling a Bears win. I'm gone 1 week, and this is what I returned to? He blew the prediction, and the Bears suffered, now only a game ahead of the streaking Minnesota Vikings. Oh well, we'll just have to get back on track this week, as the Chicago Bears will host Mike Vick's Atlanta Falcons and Sunday Night Football in the frosty Soldier Field. And let's be honest, it was bound to happen eventually. After 8 consecutive wins, the Bears traveled to Pittsburgh last Sunday, where they suffered a 21-9 loss and fell to 9-4 on the season. They were handled from the get-go as the Steelers really came to play, getting stronger as the game went on and the snow continued to fall. Chicago's defense never got going, failing to record a sack or force a turnover. While they did knock 4 fumbles loose, they could not pounce on any of them. Pittsburgh's ground game was dominant throughout, racking up 190 bruising yards. Jerome Bettis ran for 101 and a pair of touchdowns by himself, looking like the bus of old as he bowled over defenders on a destructive path to the end zone. The Bears' offense did have some bright spots, however. Kyle Orton tossed for over 200 yards for only the second time in his young career. This was in no small part due to Muhsin Muhammad, who continued to help out the youngster by setting season highs with 8 catches and 91 yards. Thomas Jones was the focal point again on Sunday, gaining 5.3 yards per touch, but the offensive unit failed to get the ball into the end zone until the fourth quarter. Perhaps the key stat of the game, third down conversions. While the Bears consistently had their drives stalled by completing only 3 of 13 such opportunities, the Steelers were 7 for 14 on third downs, many of them third and long situations. So we move ahead to the present as Chicago gets set to play what should be a fantastic game Sunday night, welcoming in Mike Vick and the Atlanta Falcons. The Birds check in at 8-5 after beating the homeless Aints for the second time this season, a Monday Night Football thrashing that saw Vic leave the game early with bruised ribs. This contest is huge for Atlanta. While they currently sit a game behind Tampa Bay and Carolina in the NFC South, they have a game left with each of them after they leave Chicago. They currently have the same record as Dallas and Minnesota, but if the season ended today, only one of those 3 teams would be able to sneak into the playoffs. Though the electrifying Vic leads an offense that is only 26th in the league in passing, Atlanta's bread and butter is on the ground. As a team, they lead the league with 173 rushing yards per game, and their 18 runs of 20 yards or more is also most in the NFL. Halfback Warrick Dunn is 6th in the league in total rushing yards, as the Florida State product has already eclipsed his career high with better than 1,200 yards this season and an average of 96 yards per game. Throw in T.J. Duckett as a bruising short yardage back and the running abilities of Vic from the quarterback position, and it is not hard to see why the Atlanta Falcons have the league's best ground game. So that makes it pretty easy to pick the big-time baller for this Sunday night matchup. 2 weeks ago, I said that Tommy Harris needed to step up and help stuff the Packers' running game while adding in a big play or two. As it turned out, the defensive tackle did just that. His forced fumble was one of the game's biggest plays, and I'm going to ask him to do it again this week against Atlanta. Harris, along with tackles Tank Johnson, Ian Scott, and Alphonso Boone, will need to stuff the run up front, especially coming off a week in which they failed to stop the Steelers' running game at all. And if Big Tommy out of Oklahoma can throw in a big play, whether it be a sack, a forced fumble, or a big stuff at the goal line, look for the Bears to snatch momentum and run with it. keep your eyes on Tommy Harris to be this week's big-time baller. And big game for Bears fans, no doubt about it. While the Vikings have crept to within a game, this week they will have to deal with Pittsburgh. I don't think they'll be able to handle the Steelers, even on their own turf. And Chicago thus has a crucial opportunity to create more of a cushion as we head down the home stretch. Remember, the Bears end the season at the Metrodome, and we don't want any playoff berths on the line in that game. But that scenario aside, I think Ron Rivera and the Bears defense felt absolutely embarrassed last week. I think they're going to come out roaring on Sunday night. Stop the run, and you've stopped the Falcons. Dare Mike Vick to throw on you, and you've got him right where you want him. Bears 17, Falcons 10. Go ahead and call your bookie. That's it for the Bears blowout this week. I'm Ben Chiswick, trying to get back on track in this thing. Can you believe this one-game losing streak? See you next week.